So now coming into our practice together, giving the body a little bit of chance to settle so that you feel nicely grounded. And asking ourselves, what are my intentions for this practice? And can my intentions include an attitude of metta, M-E-T-T-A, or friendliness? An attitude of metta, friendliness. Noticing if there's any place of struggle within. Is there any dukkha? Is there any place of aversion, wanting mind? Any ill will? Not to judge ourselves by this, but to just, oh yes, oh, right, that's happening. Feel into it. And then we'll do a quick sweep of the heart mind, all the while being very embodied, a quick sweep with the Brahma Viharas. I'll offer you these simple phrases. Hand to the heart or elsewhere, what helps you? May I dwell in peace and ease. Peace and ease. May I practice with peace and ease. May I be consoled. May I be consoled. May I be delighted. May I be delighted. In the midst of all of this, may I be delighted. May I be happy and contented. In the midst of everything, may I be happy and contented. Take another minute to sweep the mind with these phrases or ones of your choosing, and just notice if the phrases lend some support for your intentions, for some friendliness. Take a few moments to just let the phrases be. And ground back into the body. Very deliberate. And listening to this little quote from Longchenpa. Out of the soil of friendliness grows the beautiful bloom of compassion, watered by the tears of joy, and sheltered beneath the cool shade of the tree of equanimity. And so those little phrases have all four of the heavenly qualities within them to help us as we practice. And so let's let the phrases be for a while now and just engage in a mindfulness practice with an anchor of your choosing. The breath in a location, the body. Body scan, breath and body as a whole, hearing. An anchor that really helps you feel embodied in the present moment. Practicing in the silence with your anchor. Letting any wanderings of the mind be held with the friendliness of these qualities. Peace and ease, consolation, delight, contentment. Ah, yes, this too. And back to the anchor. making a diligent effort to be grounded in the body. as we have continued to practice, we have likely been aware of many things beyond our anchors. Things that may be of interest, make us happy and quite diverting, things that make us sad or anxious, troubled, experiences that are unsettling. And so we're going to come back to our phrases now in this remaining time. Again, beginning with ourselves and sweeping the mind with the Brahma Viharas, all the while being very embodied. So you might care to, with the first phrase around peace and ease, to really feel the ease of the out-breath with that phrase. With the phrase of being consoled, standing for compassion, to really notice the warm, open heart region, soft, open, and warm, and yet make sure the back is strong. This is how we meet difficulty. Strong back, soft front. When we engage with being delighted, trying on a wee bit of a smile to embody this good wish. And for our loving kindness phrase of happy and contented, keeping that smile going and grounding down into the body. Yeah, just here. This moment, this life is enough. And so practicing, first of all, with ourselves as we are. Our equanimity phrase begins it with a little add-on piece you'll hear. So feeling the ease of the out-breath. May I dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. In the midst of this, may I dwell in peace and ease in the midst of this. Feeling the strong back, the soft, warm, open front, maybe hand to the heart or elsewhere. May I be consoled in the midst of this. The midst of things. May I be consoled in the midst of things. And despite everything, a wee smile. May I be delighted in the midst of things. Despite what's going on, may I still find delight in the midst of things. It's there. May I notice delight in the midst of things. And smiling and grounding down into the body firmly. May I be happy and contented in the midst of things. Happy and contented in the midst of things. So in the silence, practicing for ourselves with these simple phrases, you may find it quite helpful to have that little tag on in the midst of things and the embodiment instructions. And take a few moments to finish off the four phrases and notice how they sit with you. Letting our experiences be just as they are, with friendliness. Oh, it's like this. Letting our circle of concern and interest widen to someone we care for, a good friend, a being that's easy to offer these wishes to, like a pet, a young child. Just choosing one for now. Others can come in later. And offering the phrases. Feeling the ease of the out-breath. Grounded, wee bit of a smile, strong back, soft open front. May you dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. Peace and ease in the midst of things. May you be consoled in the midst of things. Consoled. Embodying compassion, soft, warm, open front, strong back. May you be consoled in the midst of things. With a wee smile, may you be delighted in the midst of things. May you be delighted in the midst of things. And smiling and grounding. May you be happy and contented in the midst of things. Happy and contented. This moment, this life, enough. Happy and contented in the midst of things. And taking a few moments to wrap up the phrases for this one. Noticing how it sits with you. And having a sense now of all beings, perhaps looking at the screen and seeing the many beings in their squares or their rooms, having a sense of one another. The community can be a lovely stand-in for all beings, the human, the non-human. This is about sweeping our own hearts and minds in an embodied way with the Brahma Viharas. And so wishing for all beings. May all beings dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things, feeling that with the out-breath. May all beings dwell in peace and ease in the midst of things. May all beings be consoled. Life is difficult. Peace and ease not always possible. May all beings be consoled in the midst of things. Feeling that strong back, soft, open, receptive front. Consoled in the midst of things. And yet, despite difficulty, beauty is happening all around. Delight. May all beings notice delight in the midst of things. A smile into this to embody it, even if you don't feel smiley. See what happens. May all beings be delighted in the midst of things. And smiling and really feeling the ground. May all beings be happy and contented in the midst of things. May they see their way to happiness and contentment in the midst of things. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Opening to that possibility for all. And take a few moments to finish off with the phrases. Rest in the body, your anchor, and just notice how the whole practice is sitting with you. Effects of the practice, the phrases, embodying the phrases. And finishing off, may we all live from peace and ease. May we all be consoled in whatever challenges we're meeting. May we all notice delight and happiness can be detected. May we all be contented. May we all be free.